This is Julie Christie interviewing Taylor Warren from the Iron Horse Inn, Cardiff, about the storms of June 8 to 11, 2007.
Taylor Warren from the Iron Horse. Yeah, I started about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Everything was fine. It was raining. And about 5 o'clock, we noticed a bit of water was coming into the drive-through. It was slowly getting higher, slowly coming into the bottle shop. The next minute, just a big gush of water came in and just flooded the whole room. We just started packing up all the cartons and bottles and all that, getting them to higher ground and that. Yeah, and then we just shut all the doors, told everyone they had to get out. And then we came in here into the bistro bit, locked all the doors up.
Did you have anybody trapped in here?
Not at first. Slowly, started to rise in the pub, and they tried to open up the doors, and then more water came in into the pub, so they couldn't let no one outside. There would have been probably about 20 people stuck in here, couldn't get out.
What time was that?
This would have been 6:30.
Did you have any power?
No, all the power went out about 8 o'clock. All the power went out. We were just walking around with torches.
What was the general mood of everyone here?
Oh, happy. Yeah, they were glad they were stuck in the pub. Yeah, it was all free drinks all night, so couldn't complain.
So the power outage didn't affect your pumps or anything?
Everything turned off. Like, it's still poor beer, but it just went warm. Yeah, the beer lines went probably about half an hour after the power went out. You couldn't pour beer, not too warm.
What time was everybody able to get out and go home?
I think it would have been about 11:30, 12 o'clock. You had to tell everyone to leave there, because that's when they fixed the water main and you could walk outside. Yeah.
And what about their cars? Did anybody have cars?
There's all cars parked out the front and they were underwater. The publican's car is underwater. Yeah, cars floating in the street. Cars trying to go through the water and then just getting stuck.
Did you have to do any rescues from here?
No, we didn't.
Did anybody think they were in danger?
Well, at first we thought, maybe electricity, and we might have all got electrocuted, but then after about half an hour we realised that wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. Apparently one guy from the pub, local, went across the road and saved two chicks from the chemist.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it, but I heard it.
And did you come back to work the next day?
Yeah, just to clean up, yeah. Took us a good week to clean up. And then we opened up the bottle shop a week later. And then the pub opened about 3 weeks later. Everyone was falling over in the water because you couldn't see. It was all muddy water, falling over chairs and all that.
Was there a real current through or just rising?
Yeah, it was just rising in here. In the pokey room, there was water current in the pokey room. And outside, it was like a rapid outside in the street. And there probably would have been about 10 cars out in the street there flooded underwater. All the kegs were out the front, all the empty ones, they were all floating down the street. We found a few of them at some car yards. And drains and all that.